A gender health gap is essentially a difference in disease prevalence, disease outcome, and access to healthcare. And what we know is that in this country, there is a significant difference between those aspects for men and women. So women fare much worse than men.
Why do you think that is, from your experience as a doctor?
This is something that has existed for hundreds of years. So it's a systemic cultural and historical issue. There has just been less awareness of women's health, less in research into women's health, less interest just generally in women's health. And so this is something that's been going on for a long time. But obviously, we are now, the research done by Benenden Hospital shows that people are not aware of this gap. 72% of women were not aware that it existed. And we know that it's actually increasing. And in this day and age, we just wouldn't expect that to be the case. We actually, of all the G20 countries, we have the biggest gender health gap, and we have the 12th biggest gender health gap in the world, in the UK, which is really sad.
It is. It's very worrying as a woman, and I'm sure for you as a female GP yourself. I mean, why is the UK worse than other countries, do you think?
I think there are so many different issues that are causing this. Why we're so much worse than other countries, there are various health issues. I think smoking rates are not as good as in other countries. Our exercise is not, looking after our health perhaps isn't as good as in other countries. Screening, women are not attending for screening as much as perhaps they should be. So these are all sort of areas that need to be looked into. Our research also, the Benenden Health research also showed that in England, 35% of women felt very reluctant to go and see their GP. They felt embarrassed. So I think there's a lot of work that we could do there. We really want to try and empower women to feel confident to be able to go and speak to a GP or any healthcare professional, that they don't feel embarrassed. And I think, again, that's possibly a sort of English thing, a cultural thing, which perhaps doesn't happen in other countries. Perhaps by spreading awareness and talking a bit more about our health, we can empower women to feel stronger to be able to access healthcare better.